Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, a beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful day. So glad to be alive. And so happy to have you, and you with us today. Thanking God for you, our faithful listeners. We thank God for you. We send you lots of love and hugs. Wish you were here so I can give you a nice big hug and show you that I thank you for being there just for us. Now, you know what? Since you're here, why don't you just call us in and tell us how you enjoyed the broadcast? 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Why don't you give us a call, huh? Talk to us a little bit. You know, you may just want to talk and think, tell us what God has done, what you're looking for God to do, expecting Him to do also. Okay. 347-857-3925. Waiting for you. Your call today. We want to thank God for you, too. Amen. In person, face to face. Yes, yes. We sending out prayers today for Akira and Paul. I don't know who Paul is. Akira and Paul, we praying for them today. Sending the word to them right now in the name of Jesus. We also praying for Carl Williams and his sister Vianne. We are praying for them today and praying that God will touch Carl and that he will become a living testimony unto the Lord, you know, for what he has done for them. Yes. We also pray for Dale Christian. Also, right now, we're sending the word to him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for blessing him. Praise the Lord. We asking God to touch Janet Peterson. Also, touch her right now in Jesus' name, Father. She needs your help right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for touching Kenneth Phillips, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for touching him right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for touching Cheryl Singh right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. Father, we thank you for keeping Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville. We thank you for keeping her right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise for what you're doing in her behalf. Father, we ask you to touch Prophet Leandre Wright, Father God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, he needs your help right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we send and forth the word to our dear friend Nessie Ritter. Lord, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We send and forth the word to her today. Praise God that we thank God for her being there in a faithful one at that. We thank God for. And to you, and you, we send the word to you. You know, those of you that had lost loved ones, we want to send our love to you also. To those that was in that catastrophe in Orlando, we sending our love to the ones that are still here and those that have lost loved ones in that incident. We sending our love to you, and our prayers go out to you, you, and you. And you know that keep your head up. Lift your head up into the Lord today. That's what he needs you to do. All right, and he'll take care of the rest. I thank God for it today. Also, Kahil Riches is on the way to Texas, so we pray safe travel to him. The young man is getting a nice vacation. It would be nice if somebody send me on a nice vacation, paid vacation. Not me paying for it, but a paid vacation. I'd certainly appreciate it today. Lord, I thank you. But we praying for the pastors that are sick and going through. We praying for each one of those, all the household of faith today that are going through trials and tribulations of all sorts. Honey, there's just so many things going on today. If you don't know that the devil is loose, well, I don't know. You got your head in the sand, you know, buried in the sand, because the devil is on the warpath. He ain't naming no special anybody. He will strike anywhere where you allow him to be at. It's where he's striking, in your home, on your job. You can go to the grocery store, to the post office, whatever you do today, the schoolhouse, they don't care. You know, the devil just don't care. So if the devil don't care, why don't you just get radical and beat him down, you know, with the word of God? This is what you got to do today. Beat that devil down. Let him know, I ain't taking no more of your mess, devil. I ain't taking no more. Just serve notice on him, you know. He served notice on you, you know, by dipping in your business and shaking up around your house, causing all kind of havoc around your house. Cause some havoc with him now. Show him who you are, you know, that the power of God is operating in your life, and you ain't going to stand for him to keep on messing in your life. You know, somebody got to just get mad, you know, downright mad with the devil. Don't be mad with each other. Just get mad with the devil. How he's just interfering and messing up this and trying to mess up that. And oh, he just keeps something going, don't it? My. When I look at the prayer list, I look at how many people have cancer, how many people just so very ill, you know. And one thing about it, he don't say, I'm just going to go to the black, I'm just going to the Indian, the white, and nothing. He don't care what color you are. He don't care what church you belong to. He don't care what title you hold or how much money you got. He is just declared war on you. So now you just got to declare war too. Say, this is a battle. We're in a battle. Yes, we're in a battle today. I just thought I'd tell you that today in case you don't know. Amen? But that's all that's going on. You know, there's a salt, there's a war going on in the army of the Lord. There's a war going on. Yes, it is. And we got to fight for our rights. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. We definitely got to fight for our rights. Amen. I'll just give you a little encouragement, let you know that I'm on your side. And I'll help you fight. I'll help you fight in this army. You know, praise God. You know, an army is more than one, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, then. If you're in the army of the Lord, you can't fight it by yourself because you ain't going to win. All right? So we all get together and fight in this army. Yes, yes, yes. And guess what? We're fighting the same enemy. Not each other, but the same enemy. The devil is my enemy, and the devil is your enemy, and the devil is their enemy. Okay? And they just don't know it yet, some of them. All right, praise God. Y'all have to pray for me today. Praise the Lord. All right, let me give you a little word for today. And the word is, When we remember that we are working for the rewards of heaven and not for the praise of people, we are able to persevere and be patient in the task ahead of us. Can you say off of that? When we remember that we are working for the rewards of heaven and not for the praise of people, we are able to persevere and be patient in the task ahead of us. You have perseverance today. Don't let nobody tell you. Don't let the devil tell you, because he's going to tell you. You can't stand. Isn't that what he's going to tell you?
Yep.
And you listen too, don't you? That's the problem, is we need to stop listening to what the devil is saying. Glory be to God. I'm going to read a scripture here, and, you know, we do have Deacon Mike. I'm just saying, he is in the midst. Yes, yes, he's here with us today, and Sister Diane, we may turn them loose and let them preach, right? And they already having a fit over him. Praise God. So I'm going to read, start with Romans, the 15th chapter. I'm going to read a little bit here. In here for you, starting at the 17th verse. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Now, I can stop right there. I can stop right there, that verse there, 18th verse, you know. But what is he saying? What is the writer saying here today? He is not going to glory in anything that Christ hadn't done in him or hadn't, you know, spoke to him about. He have nothing to say. Let's just put it this way. If anything else, it means you boasting of yourself, right? If Christ didn't tell you to do it, how can you boast of it? How can you? You are to only boast in the things that have been manifest in your life through Jesus Christ. Pardon me. You get the picture, huh? We boast about, and then we start taking God's glory. Is that right?
Yeah.
When we start boasting, we done, I done, I done. I ain't done nothing but get in trouble.
Getting in trouble, right?
You see? So you got to boast of what God has attained in your life. You didn't attain it. God did it. But he did it through you when you obeyed him now. See, it takes obedience. He said, what's this scripture right here say? The 18th verse. I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed. We want to do what? Make people believe us, but we are taking all the credit, all the glory ourselves. Have you ever thought how you do that? See, this is it's a matter of words. Matter of words, what you use. See, if you don't purpose to speak God's word, you will speak who words? Your words, and it sounds like you're the author of them. You're the one that's doing all this, and you manufactured this. God ain't had nothing to do with it. That's the way it would come out to be. See? But notice that when God manifests something in you, you have been obedient. Uh-huh. See, you know, we preach and we teach about the kingdom within you, and one of them is manifestation. So it cannot manifest, that in you cannot manifest to what you purpose it to be unless God has engineered and you have released it when he told you to. Do you get the picture? You see what I'm saying? See, God has to release that in you for it to do what? Manifest. And when it manifests under the guise of obedience, therefore you know then that the anointing is in work. It's working very well in you. Say in you, in you, in you. It start working in you. And if, when it start working in you, that means you see a demonstration of the power of God that is in you. Do you get the picture? You will see that. But you can't see it when you trying to boast of yourself, lift yourself up. As we talk about it, we talk about it many times. Most people want to be recognized, don't they? So in wanting to be recognized, we will begin to lift ourselves up to be something great. Say, for instance, like we ain't big enough, so we want to be chief, apostle, doctor, Doolittle. Huh? We want to add all these titles to our names in order to say that people could say, oh, we can say chief bishop. I ain't never seen that, but chief bishop so and so and so. Why is you got? Why do you have to put chief? Just aren't you just happy with bishop? It served the same purpose. You're not going to see anything manifest any faster by putting chief on there, huh? By saying chief apostle, doctor, prophet. Okay, you may function in these places, these offices. Why do you have to do what? Want people to say, oh, there is somebody powerful. Why do we do that? We do this so often, the people of God doing these here, every day trying to make themselves to be something they're not. You understand? Now, nevertheless, God could call you to be apostle, prophet, or what have you, okay? But that doesn't mean you got to go bigger than that. I want people to know I'm big man. I'm all powerful. And you're not operating in any more power than the next man. Why? Because that other man that's not going on all these here fancy titles, they are being humble, huh, and obedient to the word of God. Therefore, when they begin to operate in the anointing, it is manifest in such a greatness. Do you see? Do you see what I'm talking about? We got to learn how to speak God's language. Oftentimes it's too busy. Well, I heard somebody else say, but you don't know whether they were speaking on behalf of God or themselves. Well, I see everybody else calling themselves chief apostle, chief bishop, chief red cloud. Huh? Everybody want to be chief. Is that a higher realm in God than what he called you to be? Huh? He said, make your election and calling sure. This is what the Bible tells us to do. Now, when he called you as an evangelist, he called you as a preacher, teacher, elder, whatever, bishop or whatever, he called you to be. Now, the Bible said the man that desire bishop, he desired good thing. He didn't say he necessarily called him, now did he? Huh?
But now, when you become bishop, now you want to be chief bishop. He didn't tell you he called you to be a chief bishop.
That's man.
Huh? So now you doing this, so you're boasting, huh, of things that don't pertain to what God called you to. You're not going to see any more miracles happen because you just decide you want to be big time. See? All right. I don't want to be a big time somebody with little Indians that don't know nothing. See? I'm chief this, chief that. Paul say he's chief of sinners. Now, do you want to do that? Chief of sinners? I was headlining the sinner camp. In other words, that's all he's telling you. I did all kind of things to God's people. So that's where he became a chief of. Huh. Mm-hmm, got you there. You didn't get that one, did you? But anyway, but listen here. Now, Paul didn't have to boast about anything. But if he boasts, he boasts on only thing that pertaining to God. See what he said? He said, I presume to speak of anything except what Christ have accomplished through me. I can only tell you what God did through me. And I know people pick at me about when I tell them about the things that God done for me and brought me through and brought me out of. But that's the only thing I can boast of is what God has already done through me, my experience. I'm letting you know that it's possible for him to do it for you too. See? But you've got to pull off a lot of all the old clothes and that old man that you've been carrying around, and you got this burden on your back of what you think you ought to be. And it's weighing you down, so therefore the anointing can't not flow like it desired to flow in you, through you, so that you can get that manifestation in your life. Hmm? Now, it's there because the kingdom of manifestation rests on you. God has given you the ability to manifest his power. But he told you, he said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. But there's always a condition there of obedience in order for to see the manifestation of that power in effect. Did you get it? Hmm. Huh? Amen, somebody. See? But it's all did what? It's resulting in obedience to God. In order to see these things happen, you're going to have to be in obedience to God. Paul was always seeking God. Remember, praise God, when he went into Arabia and for 3 years, and he was just there doing what? Fasting, praying, and seeking God. You see, that's how he obtained what he obtained and was able, when he came out of that sabbatical, so to speak, or whatever you want to call it at that time, when he was seeking God, he had great power, and it was being manifest on every hand. See, he paid a price for it. Do you get the picture? He paid a dear price for it. And he wanted always to do what? Obey God. He want to move when God tell him to move. He want to say what God tell him to say. Not what you want. What are you demonstrating? Hmm? What are you demonstrating in your life? Are you telling them how not to get blessed? Are you telling somebody you can be blessed? You can take the limit off of God and God can do anything but fail? You know, I was thinking on the day, you know, I know, you said they should go thinking. Bless God. I was thinking about the problem is, you know, Oh, I found this to be some people, when you start telling them what God is want to do for them and to do what God say do so that you can see it manifest in your life, they tell me, well, I'm going to do so-and-so when so-and-so and when so-and-so. That's not what God said. He said do it. He didn't tell you to wait till you do so-and-so and so. You see? Hmm? Obedience is the key to the whole thing. Is if you know, if I tell you, God says it's time for you to get a house, right? To get your house, and you tell me, well, I am when I do so and so and so and so and so and so. That ain't what God said. So you didn't follow instructions. So there is now no manifestation. Do you understand? Of the glory of God operating in your life and the Holy Ghost moving in your life and anointing you, and you see that anointing and that favor begin to operate on the people in question. You can't see it because you made this decision that you're going to do it when you get ready. Hello, somebody. You see what I'm saying? We ain't talking about manifestation. Now, what God ordains, let me tell you, what God ordains is going to do what? Bring about the manifestation of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's going to operate every time in your life. Every time. But God has to ordain it. You can talk about it. If God ain't ordained it, it ain't going to happen. The thing is, between obedience, your faith is now ignited that you can get the full manifestation. Hear what I say? A full, not a half. Well, some of it happened. No, never forget the some of it. Did God say, well, I'm going to do some of what I said, not all of it? I ain't never heard him say that, but he might have. You let me know if he told you some of that, okay? But we're looking for now that this manifestation begin to show in your life so many things you want to happen, so many places you want to go and things you want to do, and you can't seem to see any of it coming to pass. Have you looked over your life and see, am I obeying God? Am I moving as he command me to move? Am I doing what he told me to do? Am I walking in my call? See, ask yourself some of these questions, huh? Come on now. Now, you can't operate in the flesh, okay? It ain't going to happen. Because you're trying to do it in your little infinite mind. You're trying to do it yourself. It don't work. Did you hear what I'm saying? It can't work. You haven't the mind to obey God. You're going to obey what you want to do and what you think ought to be done at this time. You say, I have the perfect plan for myself. I laid out myself a 10-year plan. A plan. By the time I get 27, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You say you're a child of God, but what did God plan for you? What did he plan? Is your plan coincide with his? That's all I want to know. Is your plan coincide with God? I don't know about that. You got to think about it. You got to know. Because who? It's got to do with who? You. What skill you got? Can God use that? And when you start using the creative abilities that God gave you, I still say this. Did he tell you how to use them? To get the best out of them, that you can see a greater manifestation come to pass, and you can put it in the category of, it's a miracle. Huh? But we call everything a miracle. We get out of a fingernail, you know, you put some glue on it and it still is a miracle. And God ain't had nothing to do with that super glue. Huh? See? And you just call it a miracle. A miracle is if it broke off, hanging there, God, you just say, Lord, help my fingernail. And the fingernail came back together. Now, what would you say? Now, that's a miracle. You had nothing to do with it. You just only released what was inside of you. That manifestation, that power of manifestation was released and showed up. Do you get the picture? Showed right up. You didn't think about that then. Because you got to get into where Paul was. Everybody say they want to be like Paul, but they don't want to suffer like Paul. He paid a high price for the words of the Lord operating in his life, for him seeing all those miracles. My man went through some trials and tribulation. He went through plenty of storms, not just natural storms, spiritual storms also, people storms. People always trying to kill him. Can you testify to that fact, or you live a charmed life? Do you? In order to see these things manifest in people's lives that you deal with on a daily basis, there's a price to pay for it. You know that. High price, too. Suffering price. Sacrifice. Ain't nobody want to sacrifice nothing. Instead, they want everything for themselves. I want to feel good. I want to be a doctor, feel good. Always, you, honey, there going to be some dark days. Some clouds going to come sometime. You look at the sky, and the sky be clear a whole lot of time. But after a while, here come a dark cloud will come over and kind of block the sun out sometimes. But you don't just dig a hole and jump in it. You wait till the sun come back out. And you keep going. You keep praising the Lord, glorifying and magnifying. This is what you do. Because we know that if we stand fast in the word of God, that we are going to see the S-O-N in the S-U-N. We're going to see it because it's going to come forth. Always do. Trouble don't last always. It don't. Have you seen anything? What lasts always? Even your clothes don't last always. Nothing lasts always. Your hair don't last always. The day you got a full head of hair next week, it's gone. Something is always going haywire in your life. We get hung up on stuff so much. We don't get hung up on what we ought to. We ought to get hung up on Jesus Christ. This is what we ought to get hung up on. Him, his anointing. Him, the blood. Him, his power. Let's talk about it right now. For that released power that you're looking for, you want that released power to be manifest in your life, that people can speak well of you. That's what you want. But God do it the complete opposite, don't he? He let them talk bad. The more he work in your life, the more people talk bad about you. They low-rate you, put you down, don't want to associate with you, don't want to have nothing to do with you. They ain't come to your church and they ain't going to invite you to their church. Because God is working in your life and they can't handle God working in your life because he ought to be working in mine. That's what they'll say. Well, you can't get him to work in your life because you won't obey what he tell you to do. But the other person is doing what obeying what God say do and go where he say go. So therefore, the manifestation is prevalent in their lives, and you can see it. Feel it, touch it. You see, miracles happen. Favor always over them. See? And you round guessing, wondering, how is they making it? How they get it? I don't see them with no people. I don't see, you know, they don't be all on Facebook talking about they preaching here or there. Nobody called me now, I just tell you. People don't call me. Yeah. But you know it's okay. It's okay if that's the way they feel about it. I don't need to be there. God ain't releasing me to be there or be wherever. But in his time, okay, in his time, when that release comes, that manifestation will show up and everybody will know. Don't have to pay no marketing company to market me. Like some of these preachers, they got marketers marketed them. They pay them big money to market their ministry in them, to get their name out there. But I want, when God put my name out there, it's out there for a good cause. Amen. And he will get the glory out of it because no man can say she paid me to do it. I remember, I don't know if they're still doing it, but the church world, these big churches were paying ushers, hiring ushers. And some of them ushers I incurred with, those ushers was nasty and mean. God ain't got no doorkeeper like that. But they only doing it because you paid them. You pick them up from somewhere not knowing whether they love God, believe in the God you serve, or not. You just needed some ushers, so you paid some. I thought that was the silliest thing ever happened in church. But I said, that's what they do, that's what they do. Then somebody else say, well, you know, I have somebody, I have a PL, how you say it, public relations person. That's it. Thank you. Public relations person. I said, well, Lord, do we supposed to have a public relations person? I thought Jesus was the public relation. Huh? When he elevates you, he elevates you, right? Amen. When he puts your name out there, he knows how to get it there and have you in the right place at the right time. The thing is, obedience will keep you from being in the right place at the right time, because when he tells you to get there, to be at a certain place, you tell him you're going someplace else. So your public relations is gone. See what I'm saying? Oh. We talk about the manifestation today, praise God, of the anointing in your life, huh? We want to know, who's doing the work? Who's behind the work that you're doing? Where did Jesus place you at, huh? What did he tell you to do? Are you willing to do it the way he say do it? See, our problem is we stay in flesh so much, and we think it's the spirit, because we'll go around hollering, hee-ka-ta-ta-ta. Like you want somebody to believe that you're all in the spirit, you're so highly spiritual. But I find out, examine it. Before you get overwrought with it and all, oh, you just throwing all your money there and all your time. I wanna see some manifestation, don't you? That's what I wanna see today. I want to see God moving in a mighty way. Now, listen, there are a lot of manifestations out here now, I'm going to tell you. Huh? People are manifesting a lot of stuff, but you got to know what's right and what's wrong. There's some that's wicked. And then there's some that's a little bit is showing. And they pretend that it's so much. Okay? They ain't got there yet, but we pretend it's so much. Don't need to pretend. Just if it's not, it's not. You ever seen the people that want to be gifted and tell you what thus saith the Lord, prophesy and everything, and they make up stuff? Why you got to make up stuff? Why you got to have somebody tell you something, then you can tell them? That's not God. The anointing ain't in that. That's not the manifestation of his power. Huh? You see what I'm saying? If he ain't give you no word, don't give no word. Just pray in a general prayer for that person and keep moving. Go on to the next one. What you need, darling? Well, I need, you know, my home is, you know, a little tore up right now. I need God to straighten it out. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch this home. If God don't give you a word, don't go manufacturing one. You see? Because when you start manufacturing this stuff, ain't nothing, no manifestation is showing. You haven't released that great manifestation of the anointing in that person's life. And they lie to be worse than they was when you first started. You see? And they might get mad and come back and knock you out, too. Some people got some crazy spirits going on around here. You see what I'm saying? That can manifest, too, you know. When people get real weird and crazy, that devil tell them to do some strange stuff these days. So you still got to be careful, right? But don't you want to tap into the manifestation of God's abilities? Don't you want to tap into that? I know I do. That's where I want to go. Because when I do that, man, I'm going to be, it's going to be so amazing at what God do. It's going to be so amazing at how he used me, used my mouth. See? I want God to use my mouth, use my tongue, and speak, you see? So when I begin to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and let the Spirit of God now, let the Spirit of God Almighty use me, then the manifestations will be more readily in my life, your life, and anybody else's life that want to be obedient. You get the picture here? That's the way it's going to be. See? Because we dare to do what? Only speak what God says speak. Not what I want. It ain't about me, what I want. See, Paul knew this. Okay? You want to show out in front of people so that they can come be obedient. Talking about unto the word of God. They ain't obedient unto the word. They're obedient unto your word. Because you didn't speak God's word. You spoke your word. So that's the word they were obedient unto. Praise our God. Ain't God good? Lord, have mercy. He is so good. Now, well, all scripture is beautiful once you get to start to reading it. You want to read the whole thing and everything. But I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to cut off right there, right here. You know, I could go on with some more. You know, just think about it. Think about it. Every man in the Bible, woman or man, that when God moved greatly in their life, they were under what? Obedience. I'll give you a quick one. What about Joshua? When the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. What happened? God gave him specific instructions, didn't he? He told him. He gave him instructions what to do. Joshua related it to the congregation, to the people, and the people did what the man of God said. Therefore, they released the great manifestation on the wall of Jericho, and it came down just like God said it would. But you had to follow instruction. Huh? Did you hear me? It didn't come down just so. When they passed around the first time, it wasn't going to fall. Second, third, and fourth, it wasn't going to fall. Fifth and sixth, it wasn't going to fall. But it fell on the time that God designated. And if they had not marched around those times and talking about, I'm so tired, this is stupid, I don't want to go around this wall, I ain't going around this wall. That's what some of you do. But you want a manifestation. You want God to release his manifestation upon this project you have here before him. And you done, I'm so tired, I can't go around that wall. We done went around there four times already. How many times did he say it? What did he say, seven? Did he say six? Stop at three, four? No. He told you how many times to go around there. And at the seventh time, you had to do what? Go seven times at the seventh time. You double up, did you? I know you're tired. God said, I know you're tired, but obey me. Trust me. If you do, you will release my manifestation upon this wall, and the wall going to come down, whatever wall in your life. If you follow his instruction to the T, it's going to happen. Just tell yourself it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, ain't he? All right, praise God. I'm through for right now. We're going to bring to your front none of this in. Digging, Mike.
You could have kept going.
I know.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that wonderful word of that manifestation. And, you know, a lot of people need to think about that. They need to think about this manifestation, what's going on in their lives. How are you being obedient? How are you doing with the obedience of the Lord? And you know, a lot of times we hard-headed, stiff-necked, rubber-minded. You know, now what I mean by rubber-minded is you hear today and you bounce off and you someplace else. Then you come back again. But it's too late then when you come back again, because God gave you specific orders and a specific time period to do something. You know, when we become obedient, then we become and we become able to receive the manifestations of God. But first of all, we have to be obedient. We have to learn to follow instructions. And you know, a lot of people don't like to follow instructions. I don't know why. Well, yes, a lot of us don't like to follow instructions. We gonna do it at our time. We gonna do it at our pace. Or we have stipulations. And see, a lot of people, you can't put stipulations on God. Now, you know, I wonder why people try to do that. They try to put stipulations on God. You can't put no stipulations on God, because God, God is God. Let's just go there with that. God is God. And, you know, when you don't follow instructions, things happen. Ask Adam and Eve. They didn't follow instructions because God said don't touch that tree, but they touched it anyway. You understand? So, therefore, they didn't follow instructions, but then they had to reap what they sow. See, God don't play. When he tell you not to do something, he mean not to do it. Hey, but that's the way your parents should be with you. They tell you don't do it, you do it, you get punished. Something gonna happen. You know, and that's what's wrong with a lot of youth today. They ain't facing no consequences for what they do, because their parents let them do it, or their parents don't believe they did it. You know, I was listening to, I forgot who it was. Sonny Houston, Halston. and she was talking about her son. So the principal sent a note to her, a text to her, say that her son was looking at pornographic. She swore up and down her son didn't do that. He didn't do that. She know better. Her son didn't do that. Then she asked her son, and her son said, yeah, he did it. She said, where did you get that from? He said, it wasn't here. I went to somebody else's house and watched it. You know, so therefore, you can't say what they don't do behind your back. You can't say that. Number one, you got to have some communication going on here. You got to ask them and make sure that they're honest with you, and you got to be honest with them. You know, but that shows the respect they have for you. Or you have a respect for them. You know, because you got to be respectful no matter what you do and how you say it. You know, because God has this in you to do this. And see, in order for things to manifest in your life, you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to follow instructions. And you have to be able to be obedient. Things happen when you're not obedient. Things happen. But you got to understand where God stands in all of this. You got to understand where you stand in all of this. Because it's up to you. God gave us free will. It's up to you. And as Apostle was saying, a lot of times we get ourselves in trouble because it be all about us. Our mind be telling us what to do and how to do these things. It don't be God. It be self. Then you got the time, you got people who's under self-gratification. Those are the ones who want to be chief bishop, chief this and chief that, because they want self-gratification. They want people to bow down to them or whatever. Now, if you're trying to put yourself on the same level as Jesus, you in a bind. Jesus say, follow me. He didn't say, be me. You can't be Jesus. You can follow Jesus. You can grab hold of his coattail and keep pushing. But how do we accept Jesus? We accept Jesus in our lives. Once we do that, we should expect a change. We should be able to change ourselves over for the best. Now, that's a manifestation that comes within each and every one of us because of the fact we made a change in our lives. How come we can't make that change? Some people just can't make that change. Some people say they do when they operate out of their lips because that's them. Oh, Jesus. But is it in their heart? Is it in their soul? Is it in their mind? Mm. They just sputing something out of their lips. Mm-hmm. Can we understand where this is leading to? Can we understand where the world is leading to? You know, so it's hard to believe that people can be so ignorant when it comes to God. You know, it's hard to believe that people go the opposite direction of God. And, you know, I was listening to a pastor last night, and they caught him contradicting himself left and right. The man said something about that. He was talking about something was a sin. So the man say, instead you're following somebody that's sinning. And he say, no, because he said Donald Trump ain't sinning. But then again, the man say, then how can you say that this person is sinning, but not him not sinning? And you know, like Bishop told me this morning, why do they put these crazy preachers on TV? You know, some that's just out there. You know, and I was thinking, I said, you're so right. Because of the fact of the matter, if you get a pastor or somebody with some sense on there, I guess that ain't exciting enough. That doesn't matter. But you rather uncover. See, the thing about it is, God is uncovering a lot of these preachers and things. God is uncovering them. And we're watching it with our own eyes. We may think that they are ignorant pastors and preachers or whoever they are, but the only thing is God is pulling the cover on them. Now, it was up to us to see this. It's up to us to watch this and what's going on, because how can we find the manifestation of God if we're letting a blind shepherd lead us? All we're going to do is fall off a cliff. We can't find no manifestation in God if we're letting something blind lead us. So therefore, the cover has to be they have to be uncovered. But a lot of people don't want to see the righteousness. A lot of people don't want to see the right. But yet still, they're going to blame God because they didn't feel that they got no manifestation. They got no blessing. They got no saying that God has brought them out of. But God woke you up this morning, so he brought you through the night. See, a lot of people don't understand that. They don't want to, they can't comprehend that God woke them up this morning. There's so many people that didn't wake up this morning. We have to look at that. It's a lot going on in the world today that we need to thank God for, that we need to thank our blessings. We need to count our blessings that what happened. You got food on your table. A lot of us in the United States don't have food on our table. We've got to go someplace to get some canned goods. But at least God got a place for us to go get some. Now, it's up to you to go get it. Swallow your pride and go get it. Now, see, because pride will make you starve to death. Pride will make you be out in the cold. Pride also will stop your manifestations when it comes to you, because you got too much pride to accept. You got too much going on with you to accept. So the problem is, as apostles say, you got to release that's in you so God can work with you. God can't work with you if you're putting a block on him. He can't work with you if you're steady blocking everything, if you're steady into something and you don't want God to come in. You're too messed up and confused for God to come in. You got to understand these things, that what's going on in our lives and what's going on in our own minds. See, the thing about it is we got a lot of things that's going on in our own minds and souls that we need to correct. We need to come off of. Let me just put you that way. See, a lot of things we need to drop. Maybe it's a lot of people that we're around we need to drop too. Maybe it's a lot of family members we need to drop too. Because all they're doing is disrupting our souls and our spirit. Now, it's sad to say, but we do have a lot of people that holds our blessing up, because we're dealing with them and they always have something negative to say. They always put negativity inside our minds and our bodies and our souls. We need to correct this too. We need to correct all of these things. You know, it's hard to do, but it's obtainable. That's up to us. That's up to each and every one of us. We can't let these things get to us. We cannot let the outside world get to your spiritual being. But that's up to you. If you want a clean spirit, that's up to you. You want a clean spirit or you want a dirty spirit? That's on you. That's on each individual. That's on each individual to do their job, to do their just diligent, to do their studying, praying, or whatever they need to do to get to where to go. And here's Sister Diane.
I say 90 seconds.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael? I tell you, God is good. God is good. You know, just all in all, check yourself and see if Christ is manifesting in your life. See what spirit is manifesting in your life. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there.
Share it with someone. You never know which segment might help them through whatever it is that they're going through. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. So come on, let's call in, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have.
Let God.
He can handle it all.